If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Excellent, thank you. This whole social media, Facebook thing, it's been a boycott of advertisers. It's been a big thing, and then it's gone a bit quiet. Is this still ongoing?
It is actually still ongoing, and it's bubbling under the whole pandemic mayhem that's sort of shaking pretty much all of the world. And specifically right now, America is sort of focusing on a massive surge like we are, but the scale and the scope of it in America is insane. And that's sort of buried a little about what's going on in the background with social media. Now, social media has been both a savior and a destroyer of many things in the world, and nothing has focused people's minds quite as what is going on now with this global pandemic. So it's a perfect sort of snapshot of what is happening around people's lives, people's wants, people's cares. And the key thing that we're starting to see now, honestly, is the sheer amount of impact that fake news, crazy agendas, very narrow-minded and some very broad-minded opinion that's making its way completely unfettered, completely unchecked across social media. And again, that's its strength and the major problem around social media. One silly post can have multiple impacts across many countries at a scale and a speed that has never been seen before in humanity. You know, at one stage, you'd have to wait for the weekly news a couple of years ago, and or even the daily news. It then became the minute news, then the second news, then the instant news. And that is a real challenge. So the social media, especially Facebook, in light of the whole Black Lives Matter issue, has come into sharp focus from the point of view of what are they doing to restrict, manage, deal with this level of hate, violence, fake news, incitement, etc. I mean, as recent as this week in South Africa, we've seen how people have used race and race baiting as a way to get people to come to their website in a completely abhorrent misuse of the scale and the speed of the platforms. So the advertiser backlash, which is ongoing for the moment, has definitely highlighted the fact that people are tired. They don't want to be manipulated. They feel that they are being handled by agents of sort of misuse around the world, and they've withdrawn the only thing they can, and that is cash, and that's their advertising. The sad fact around this is that even the scale and the scope of people like Coca-Cola and Unilever and North Face pulling their advertising for now from Facebook is going to have very little effect on Facebook. But I think that the social media platforms are aware that their credibility exists in the fact that they have massive users, and they are going to do a lot more, I believe, in the next couple of months to manage and deal with hate speech and fake news and all these other things. It's a tricky process because at the same time, you don't want to be, you don't want people to claim that you're suppressing good stuff and, you know, highlighting your own agenda. So it's a tightrope of epic proportions, and we're going to see more and more scrutiny and government regulation and just general focus on how and what is available on the various social media platforms.
I don't know how they can get it right. You know, so many of our listeners will put CNN, for example, into a fake news category, and I don't agree with that. But I'm just saying on that extreme. On the other extreme,
one of Trump's sort of major gains in the media world.
Exactly. But on the flip side of it, some of our far left or left listeners would put Fox News in that same category. So my fake news, when I scream fake news, it could be quite are different to somebody else, but we're now asking social media platforms, and I'm not using, obviously no one is suggesting that, that either CNN or Fox should be banned from these places, but just as an example, the perception of it and the way in which we have defined our own narratives influences what we expect from these platforms. It's too big an ask that we have.
Because the social media platforms have become a mirror to society.
Exactly.
Now every person has a lens to which they view the world. They have an agenda of their own. That's just the nature. Fox News does, CNN does,
ETV. You do, I do.
E! News does. We all do to some extent. The question is, where does it cross the boundary of good, common, sort of the common good or the common bad? And those are the things that the social media platforms, which work far faster than any media outlet ever, has a problem, because there are no checks and balances. In most media outlets, they're editors, sub-editors, there's rules, there's certain checks and balances on facts that need to be done before you can go out, and there is legal sanction. Whereas in social media, that is severely lacking. And I think that is where we're going to start seeing a much more structured and a much more nuanced approach to these various issues. But for now, I think that there's vast anger and there's tremendous anxiety in the world, and that is being reflected completely clearly in social media.
Mm. And of course, the danger here as well is that those who scream the loudest are able to define the narrative.
And another danger as well is that those that have boycotted the advertising is that because they've grouped themselves and they've put themselves into this group, they're going to be under pressure now where if one of them says, no, they don't like this, then they're going to be under pressure for the whole group to, you know, to agree.
Correct. But I do believe that the overall premise of having a platform which is not being managed by any one sort of entity and is as big and as diverse as the various social media platforms allow is still, for the most part, a good thing. I think the fringe elements and the elements of hate and violence are going to be managed to some extent, and yet you need the balance of good and bad within these platforms in order to do things. I think that people, you and I, everyone out there who uses these platforms needs to take a deep breath, needs to step back a little and not knee-jerk across all these various things. I mean, opinions are opinions and we're all somewhat entitled to them at some level. But we need to be very careful that we don't perpetuate these sort of things based on just knee-jerk reaction. So time, focus, and a clear sort of understanding of the power of these platforms is going to have to grow. But the platforms themselves are going to be subject to more regulation. They're going to have to self-manage a lot of these issues. And it's going to be fascinating over the next couple of months and years to see exactly how they get that right. Obviously, technology and AI is part of it, but nothing can beat human nuance yet. We're getting there with technology, but currently human nuance and human understanding is what's going to drive these various social media platforms.
Yeah, Gimple says now advertisers can boycott Qatar 2022. And Clive says, I never knew anything about politics, never knew what was left or right, but I've seen everything now for myself, who lies and who tells the truth, who is good and who is bad in the majority by far. Clive, that's cool, but it's still your own perception, and you might find that many people don't agree with you, your perception of what should be on these platforms as to what is true or not might very well differ from other people, and that's the problem, is that we all come at it from our own perspective. Where do you think this is all going to end?
Well, I think that in many ways people will become more sophisticated in managing these platforms, in understanding the fact that essentially everyone has an opinion, and that opinion may be positive, negative, biased. You may not agree with it, you may agree with it. But education, exposure, and an understanding of the dynamics of what is in a social media platform. Those that consider it to be the arbiter of truth really need to get a grip and step back and say, hang on a sec, guys, let's be a little bit more critical about this. Let's see it from other perspectives. So it can drive greater understanding. It can drive greater exposure to information. But the last thing that anyone needs is that all of the stuff gets, and boycotts have that effect. There are big blanket bans on things. We won't even mention an alcohol ban, but a big ban on things is never a good thing in an enlightened society. So if we're heading towards greater understanding of each other, greater understanding of the issues in the world, people need greater exposure, not less exposure. But it's the manipulation of the underlying sort of trends and the underlying issues that is happening en masse by people with clear and perhaps damaging agendas is what the challenge is. And that's where technology, Facebook and these guys can actually identify these at a scale and at a speed that will make a difference. And they are actually, and that is what the whole point of this is. Everyone's boycotting and shouting and screaming at them, but I think that's a reflection of anger. But they are actually getting to the bottom of the hate speech, the false news. Mm-hmm. They are using algorithms and very, very advanced analysis to come up with ways of balancing, perhaps, not suppressing, but balancing the good, the bad, and presenting a more balanced and more appropriate perspective rather than having one agenda dominate for a period, and that can create enormous societal damages. Absolutely. But therein lies the major problem or the major benefit of social media. Never before has a global platform been able to motivate and to reach as many people, I mean billions upon billions of people instantly across the world at any point in time. So it is mind-boggling, the scale and the scope of social media.
Absolutely. Stephen Ambrose, we do need to leave it there. It is 8:47. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. That's Stephen Ambrose with the Tech Report. You can catch Stephen for a full hour on a Thursday at 11.